Eric's Sounds of Jazz with Eric Offner, Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Progressive Radio Network.
My name is Eric Offner. I'm your host. The name of the show is Eric's Sounds of Jazz. You've heard my theme song, Sidney Bechet's Blue Horizon. It's an appropriate theme song because I'm taking you to symphony space. Just a few weeks ago, recording a live jam session at Symphony Space, 95th Street and Broadway in Manhattan. For this show, for which, of course, I have rights to broadcast, for this show, I put together a band that I think was quite special. Dan Levinson was the leader. He's a reed man, as you know. Other reed men are the famous Bob Wilber. Bob Wilber came from England. When I asked Bob to play for the Bechet Society, Bob Wilber recommended what he considered his current best pupil. That is, he's not a pupil at this time, but currently he rates him among the best. Nick Payton, not the trumpeter from New Orleans, but Nick Payton, an Englishman who lives in Brazil. Young Kevin Dorn was on drums. I had Vince Giordano coming all the way from Brooklyn, playing bass, tuba, being a vocalist, bass, tuba, and bass saxophone. He lugs these huge instruments in, and I try to forget that he has so much to carry. The easiest carrying for Vince is his vocals, and that was a bad joke. In other words, Vince came in from Brooklyn. Matt Monasteri came in from Brooklyn, as distinguished from Nick Payton, flying in from Brazil a day before the concert, which took place on June 11, 2008. And another superstar besides Bob Wilber was Dick Hyman. Both in their 80s, Dick Hyman is a genius of the piano, as will be confirmed at the June 11 concert. Let's hear a little bit of music to start. The first number, which opened the concert, was a Bob Wilbur tune, Please Clarify. Then, a Kenny DeVern tune, because the concert was in part a tribute to the Soprano Summit. Bob Wilbur and Kenny DeVern, well known for the Soprano Summit. The tune, Lament. The third song was the Song of the Vagabond. Believe it or not, that's from Rudolf Frimmel's operetta, The Vagabond King. The movie from 1930, you may have seen, starred Nelson Eddy. We're now going to hear two numbers featuring Nick Payton. He wrote The Sage, the first number, and then the 1918 tune, Somebody Stole My Girl. The second half of the show brought out Bob Wilbur. And at the time, I didn't know why he chose a tune called Swinging the Changes, which will be the first tune. It turns out that he recently recorded a new CD, not yet out, with Nick Payton, called Swinging the Changes. The second number he wrote specially for the June 11 concert is called Tango a la Bechet. May I say that Bob Wilbur was Sidney Bechet's best pupil, so we have a link from Sidney Bechet to Bob Wilbur to Nick Payton.
Thank you.
We will now hear a remarkable solo feature, Mack the Knife, played by Dick Hyman. Some of you may remember that Dick Hyman had a major hit in the 50s with a recording of Mack the Knife, in which he actually whistled. At the concert, he said he was not ready to whistle again. But I think you will enjoy 5 minutes of Mack the Knife. Thank you. The next song, and I call it a song because I'm playing Song of Songs, a 1914 musical composition which Will Marion Cook featured in Europe in 1919 at a time when Sidney Bechet was 20 years old, got a rave review, particularly from classical conductor, and having played Song of Songs in Europe, Sidney continued to play it in New York. One evening, or should I say morning, at 4 a.m. at Nick's, a nightclub in New York, Bob Wilbur, Sidney's pupil, the only customer, heard Bechet play Song of Songs. It overwhelmed Bob Wilbur, his pupil. And now, with this background in mind, we can hear Song of Songs. great JVC impresario, the man who produced more jazz concerts than anyone alive, 82-year-young George Wein, came as a guest. I had called him and mentioned that he had played with Bob Wilbur in 1947 in Boston, and would he come to celebrate Wilbur's 80th. And George Wein, of course, as always, said yes to me, and there he asked to play only with a rhythm section. Final number is the well-known Sweet Georgia Brown. I mentioned to you that now we'll hear four reeds because a Bob Wilbur student, Alex Mendelham, who happened to have been in New York, showed up at Bob Wilbur's request. The four reeds make the Bechet Society sound like a Jazz at the Philharmonic concert. In any event, Alex is on tenor, and so we have a special Sweet Georgia Brown. This was a very special concert. We brought together, I think, a historic moment in 2008 to have at one concert Bob Wilbur and Dick Hyman, and in the audience and participating, the great impresario, 82-year young George Wein. Incidentally, that concert celebrated my 80th birthday as well. And so, I'm signing off. My name is Eric Offner. The name of the show is Eric's Sounds of Jazz. You can reach me at eoffner@optonline.net. I hope you've enjoyed the concert. I hope you've enjoyed this show. Half as much as I do would be enough for me. See you the next time. I'm walking off the floor with Sidney Bechet's theme.